Now, take your seats for a traditional pantomime, first heard in 1979, starring Arthur Askey as Dame Flora and Anita Harris as Puss in Boots.
Tis Christmas time throughout the land, with special treats and outings planned. Today is the day, the perfect time, to see a Christmas pantomime. But stay indoors if you decide you'd much prefer your fireside. And close your eyes, give me your hand, I'll whisk you away to a magic land. And there, a fable I'll unfold, of a greedy giant sought for gold. He terrorizes everyone, and does his best to spoil their fun. But, dear frightened folk here in Happy Land, do not despair, for now help is at hand. There's one who will not give two hoots. Yes, an enchanted cat, called Puss in Boots.
In the land of magic, so busy, it's a perfect day. But if you can't get busy, nothing you'll be hard to stay. Look in your bag and cheerful while you sing to the band. They make you want to sing, and that's your way to happy land. The first old thing for bombing. That's true. But in the land of band, now you know what they can do. We haven't any money, we haven't any care. With just one magic setting, we'd be rich beyond compare. So clap your hands together while listening to the band. They'll make you want to sing and laugh your way to happy land. The birds will think we're bombing. That's true. But we don't mind if they don't mind. You know what we can do. Just one magic something will be rich beyond compare. So clap your hands together while listening to the band. They'll make you want to sing and dance your way to happy land.
Push off.
Oh, I said she's hungry.
Go on, Bert. Give her a sardine.
If I do that, I'll never get rid of her.
There he is. There he is, O.J.
Oh, Eck, here's the town crier. See if you can get rid of him.
There he is. There he is. A royal proclamation.
Yeah, Mr. Whippy, can I have two threepenny cornets?
Two cornets.
All right, then. I just have one cornet.
How dare you?
Are you aware of my position?
Yes, you're standing on my foot. Get off.
He said you're standing on his foot. Are you deaf as well as daft?
Who are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, what a great big bell. Can I have a go?
Oh, yes.
Hey. Give that bell back to me this instant.
You can have it back if you answer me a riddle.
Riddle? What riddle?
What do you get if you cross a sunflower seed with a raspberry pit?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross a sunflower seed with a raspberry pit?
You get a big daisy that goes...
Look what you've done to me, proclamation. Wet through now.
Well, we're about in the air.
While you're running round the square.
Oh,
here you go.
Hey, watch out, Mama Cat.
Sorry, I'll be back in a minute.
A clumsy elf.
Hey, look, everybody. Tom's here.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, everyone. Hello, Puss. Yeah. Oh, how's my favorite little pussycat, hmm? Who's lovely? Puss, isn't it a simply marvellous day?
Yeah. Hello, young Master Tom's got a faraway look in his eye.
What is it, Tom?
You haven't seen a magic sunbeam, have you?
Well...
Here, have you?
Tell us.
Do tell us.
Wait a minute. Whoa, just a minute. No, I haven't seen a magic sunbeam.
Oh.
But I have seen the most beautiful girl.
And for the heck of the hills in love.
Oh, how did you know?
I bet she's a princess as well.
She is, too.
I can see you marrying a princess.
Well, apart from my family being destitute and me being broke and jobless, I think we're a perfect match. Oh, just think, if I found a magic sunbeam, all my troubles would be over. Simply let it shine on me, and everything I'd ever wish for would be mine.
Oh, mine? They can shine on anybody, you know.
That's right, they can. The magic sunbeam should be used for one thing and one thing alone, to spread love and happiness. Ah, you agree, don't you, Puss? But you don't have to wait for a magic sunbeam, you know, to enter your life. Just try looking on the bright side. See what a difference that makes. If you got a lot of petty little problems, if you got a great big something on your mind, then don't dismay, forget today, and try to look ahead. Try as what I said. If you don't try, your mind will be dead. Remember that a single smile is worth a fortune. If you got a lot of smiles, you're rich indeed. So don't get too profound, just spread your wealth around, and we'll all be better off if you succeed.
If you got a lot of petty little problems, if you got a great big
By the way, Tom, your mother was looking for you.
To go shopping with her.
And keep an eye on the donkeys.
Oh, no, he's back again.
Excuse me.
You won't half top it when your mother catches you.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Shut up!
Look, Pop, there's your donkey. It's running away.
No, it isn't. There's somebody hanging on to her tail.
It's Mother. Look out, here she comes.
Up there, you are. You stupid donkey. Stop, get out of the way. Look out. Whoa!
Donkey, no wonder you failed your M.O.T. Andrew. Oh, give his hand up, somebody.
Hello. There you are, dear lady.
Oh, thank you. By the way, my name's Flora. Recently widowed Flora. Ooh, haven't you got a big one?
I beg your pardon?
Your bell. Haven't you got a big bell?
Ah, well. That's because I have a very important town crier here. Just a minute. What do you get if you cross a sunflower seed with a raspberry pip?
A big daisy that goes...
Yeah. Now just shut up and listen. I'm here to make a royal proclamation, and I'm not leaving until I've made it. Sit there.
Well, nobody's stopping you. If you're here to make a proclamation, go on. Proclam.
Thank you. Good loss.
Oh, yes.
Aha! Oh, no.
Oh, it's Baron Skinflint.
Caught you out at last, Welsh.
Boo!
Silence, silence! Shut up, you noisy little monsters. Or you'll feel the wrath of my master, the all-powerful ogre.
Who? Is it you? Is what? The all-powerful Odie you're talking about.
I've downed a lot of you. As for you, madam, wait till my master, the ogre, finds out what you've been up to.
Why, what have I done?
What have you done? What have you done? Look at this shopping basket of yours. Do you think I'm an idiot?
My lips are sealed.
You've been out spending money on food and don't deny it because I followed you. You must have seen me. You came out of Tesco's quicker than Eric Morecambe leaving a Des O'Connor concert.
Well, you see, that was the donkey's fault. I said, let's go, and she thought I said, tally-ho. Anyway, what's that got to do with you?
When I came round collecting taxes for my master, you told me you hadn't got any money.
Don't try and deny it.
I don't want to hear any more of your pathetic excuses. If you've got money to waste on food, then you've got money to pay my master's taxes. He'll make you pay dearly for this.
Oh, you cruel man. Oh, you cruel, cruel, heartless beast. Spare us, I beg you. Spare us. This is a bit of good acting, you know. You don't get this on World at One.
Never mind that. I'll be around to collect the money later. There's one thing I can't stand. It's deceitful women.
And there's only one thing I can't stand.
What's that?
David Hamilton.
Sally. I tell a lie. That's two things I've done.
I'll teach you to make fun of me.
Oh, good. He's going to give us a lesson.
Oh, on the other side of your faces of my past, it is about this. I crush my corns. There he is coming over that hill.
Oh,
and if he's seen us, ahoy there, master.
And don't. Please don't call that awful monster over here. He'd wreck the mill, and then we'd be homeless.
Hard luck. Master!
Quick, where's the town crier? Give us your bell. I jam it over his head. There.
Here, what's happened? Get us off the
grid. He's very still, everyone. We're so small to him, he might not even see us.
Tom, keep that flipping cat quiet. Here, Puss, you'll be safe with me.
That's strange. I heard voices. Well, well, well. I spy giant eye. And a windmill.
Oh, no.
I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow a mill down.
What's happened? Get this off me!
Certainly.
It's my bill. I'll do it. Yep. Heave.
Oh. Stinford, you've been drinking.
What do you mean?
You've had one barrel's too many. Poor Baron Stinford. Are you all right? I can't think what happened.
If I find out who was responsible for that...
Excuse me.
What do you want?
I still haven't made the proclamation.
Well, go on, then. It'd better be worth waiting for.
Oh, at last. He thereby invested me in town crier to His Royal Majesty King Tickle of Abilene to announce that today at the hour of 3 o'clock, His Royal Majesty King Tickle will make a personal proclamation.
Is that all? Go on, get out. Clear off. Back to the palace and the rest of you riffraff. Clear off. Now on back to your homes while you've still got some. You're wasting your time. I've had it from experts. I'll be back. You'll see. I'll be back.
Oh, clear up. Get back to Wagoner's Wharf. Come, take that silly grin off your face.
Oh, but Mother, I'm in love.
You're in lumber. Your father's left everything to your two brothers, the mill and the donkey, and that's the lot.
Is there nothing at all for me, Mother?
Apart from that flea-ridden cat, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Not too much sympathy, you want pain. Well, the way I see it, there's only one way out of this mess. I must look for another husband. And the richer the better. Tom, I'm going up to the royal palace and see if I can find out what the king is going to say this afternoon. So sucks to you, Baron Skinflint. I'll show him. I'm not beaten yet. It'll take more than the giant's action man to get me down. After all, just remember who I am.
They call me Flora the Bionic Girl. I set men's heads in the world. How can one gal be so glorious? My reputation's notorious. I'm proud of my bionic eye and shatterproof bionic heart. But my chest a bit hairy, last time they repaired me, they mixed up a few of me parts. Bionic Flora's my name. Driving men wild is my game. No wonder woman's a match for me. I've got no rivals upon TV. I'm seeking my bionic man. Worth $6 million, TV. But with rising inflation and devaluation, 10p's worth will satisfy me. Oh yes, I won't even charge me 80. Oh no, for bionic Flora, that's me.
Puss, what are we going to do? A poor miller's son and an equally poor pussycat. And all we have in the world is each other. The future doesn't seem very bright for either of us, does it?
Yeah.
And yet, if only... Oh, Puss, this morning I saw the most beautiful girl in the world. And I fell head over heels in love.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be silly, Puss. I still love you just as much as ever. But you see, the girl I've fallen in love with is a princess. And what chance does a poor miller's son have of marrying a princess? It can never happen. All I can do is dream. At least no one can take that away from me. It doesn't matter how poor you are, Puss. You always have your dreams. And mine is that one day, Princess Rose Petal and I, together with our own dear little pussycat, will live in our very own castle and live happily ever after. Hey! What's that, Puss? Listen.
Yeah.
It's getting louder and louder. And louder. Look, shining in your basket. Look, it is. It's a magic sunbeam.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful. You don't know what it'll do. Don't go near it. Be careful. Come away.
Yeah.
Please, Puss, don't. No, no. Puss, she's disappeared. Hey, what's happened? Who are you?
I'm called Puss in Boots, dear little Puss in Boots, and it is obvious why. But what you don't see is the magic in me, a commodity no one can buy. My jacket gun color is colored bright yellow, my doublet is bright as you see. In my boots and my hat, my no longer as plain as can be. I know your heart is aching, and I can stop it breaking, for I can show you the way to the girl who adored you. But please, I implore you, do exactly whatever I say. Heed our Puss in Boots, and all your problems of old will vanish completely, so perfectly neatly, and leave you with nothing, and leave you with nothing, and leave you with nothing but gold. I'm Puss in Boots.
And Boots.
At your service, Master Tom.
Are you really my ordinary little cat?
I was, but now thanks to the magic sunbeam, I'm a walking, talking, well-dressed cat. And I'm going to do all I can, Master Tom, to make your dreams come true.
My dreams? You mean?
Yes, the Princess Rose Petal. I did understand every word you said to me just now, you know. We cats do.
Oh, gosh.
Cheer up, Master Tom. Magic is in the air. It's time for adventure and excitement.
But I don't understand.
You don't have to understand anything, Master Tom. Just leave everything to me. All you need do is remain at home until I return from my first adventure.
Is that all?
That's all you have to do. Above all, Master Tom, remember this advice. Do exactly whatever I say.
Watch out, you puss in boots. Take heed of puss in boots. Handle your problems of old. We'll vanish completely, so perfectly neatly, and leave you with
public servant. Staff for 1 minute, town crier the next, now heaven boy. Honestly, they go too far for these public expenditure cuts. Ah! Your Royal Highness, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Yes, Prime Minister?
Oh, am I? Oh, yes, Tuesday. Now then, Your Highness, we have a very strange visitor outside. I opened the palace gates this morning and there was this cat.
A cat?
Yes. Carried a large sack and asking, nay, demanded to see the king.
Indeed, how intriguing. In that case, we'd better see this strange and wondrous cat, hadn't we?
Oh, yes, Your Highness. I'll admit it. I'll show it. I'll get off with it. Oh, yes. Oh, no, that was this morning. Come inside, puss, and wipe your feet.
Thank you. Your Royal Highness, Puss in Boots, at your service.
My, what a beautiful cat you are. Dressed so wonderfully and speaking so well. You must be a very important cat.
Quite right, Your Highness. I am a very important cat. I am the personal valet to His Lordship, the Marquis of Carabas.
The Marquis of Carabas?
Yes, ma'am, and on his behalf, may I present this small gift as a token of his admiration and deep respect.
Well, Your Highness, look inside this sack. The Marquis has sent enormous rabbit and two very plump, very fine partridges for the royal table.
Wow, how marvellous!
Yeah, there goes the palace gate bell again. Excuse me, Your Highness.
Puss in Boots?
Yes, Your Highness.
Tell me, this Marquis of Carabas, what is he like? Where does he live? Why haven't we seen him?
One question at a time, please, Your Highness. My master is tall, very strong, exceedingly handsome, and also not that it matters much to him, you understand. Very, very rich.
Oh, I see.
Your Royal Highness, I did my best to refuse entry to this person, but she was most rude.
Come on, get out of my way. I'm here on very important business.
May I present Puss in Boots?
Not to me, you won't. I can't stand cats.
Charming.
Your Highness, my name is Flora, Widow Flora. Don't forget the Flora. Is he married?
Well, yes, but...
Is he married?
No, not now, but...
Ooh, if I play me cards right now, I could be a queen. I wonder if I could have a word with your old man.
I beg your pardon?
Well, this rather wet town crier of yours...
I'm not wet.
Now you are.
Not again.
He said that your old man was going to make an important announcement this afternoon, and what I was wondering was whether he might be thinking of mentioning his future plans.
Oh, there's the palace gate bell. Hell's bell says there's the palace gate.
I hear myself in. Such a face. Well, the look of yours set my master the giant onto you. So, madam, hiding a miserable face in here, are you, eh? So?
Quick so.
Unhand me, wench.
I never touched you, wench.
I've been reported you to my master.
Telltale tit.
I thought you'd be pleased, especially to hear his verdict.
Oh, a thrill a minute. I can't wait.
He's changed his mind about the money you owe him.
Hooray!
Now he wants you to double it.
He can't!
He can't do that.
And that goes for you too, Semolina Face. And your father as well. For all of you, pay up by tonight or he'll tear this palace apart with his bare hands. And that's just a starter. Sometimes I'm so evil, I frighten myself. I'll be down to collect the money later. You've been warned. Pay up or you'll suffer for it. Do you hear?
Your name's not Arthur Scargill, is it?
My name's Misery.
Same thing.
I warned you before, prune face. Don't try anything funny.
Why not?
But with this audience, you'll be wasting your time.
He's gone. Quickly, Randis. We can send her father.
No, no, we shall do no such thing. I'm not going to let that dreadful man spoil our day. Goodbye, dear Puss in Boots. Tell your master he must come and see us. Come, Prime Minister, we must make all the arrangements for this afternoon's royal hunt.
Yes, Your Highness. Come in, Your Highness.
Three bags full, Your Highness.
You know you've got the brain of an idiot.
That's right. Do you want it back?
Off to you, Your Highness.
Thank you. Oh, I am looking forward to our ride by the river.
A ride by the river? That's useful. Well, Widow, you didn't get very far, did you?
Oh, are you still here? Couldn't you find a cat door?
I can see right through your little game, Widow Flora. You're out to trap the king into marriage, aren't you?
Oh, the thought never crossed my mind.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, don't start that again. What's he got to do with you?
Nothing at all. As long as you don't spoil my plans. So just watch out. If you feel like getting up to any of your little tricks, remember, I'll be keeping my eyes and ears open.
Now, just you listen to me, big ears. Stop poking your feline nose in.
How ratty.
You're joking.
Shall I call the Princess Rosie?
How classy.
You're joking. Perhaps I shouldn't like my host.
Oh, go and find the scratching post.
I'll match you.
I'll match you.
You're joking.
You're only a pumped-up tabby.
I'm wealthy.
You're joking.
You really are much too flabby.
I'm healthy.
You're joking. Can't have my life, you probably know.
With blockade down and want to go.
You slay me.
Don't slay me.
You're joking. Cats are plucky and very lucky, for they always land on their feet.
Calling lucky, you might be lucky, but all even wants to land in the air and put the knobs on. Or cats smell a trifle nifty.
Like roses.
You're joking.
Well, nothing can run so swiftly.
Try noses.
You're joking. My whiskers I can wiggle away.
If I had whiskers, I'd have a shave.
You're past it.
You're smarmy.
You're chilly.
You're balmy.
You'd like your hands on my fat coat.
I'd much prefer them round your throat.
You think I'm crazy?
I'd pull your tail.
Oh, really?
I'm choking!
So Puss in Boots from the palace ran, her whiskers all a-quiver. She had an even craftier plan involving Tom and the river.
Hey, Puss in Boots, wait for me.
Ah, here we are. The river. Now listen, I have a plan. Do exactly as I say, and I promise you, your future will be assured.
Anything you tell me.
There are just two things I want you to do. First, you must bathe here in the river.
Eh?
Yes, now. Come on, quickly, give me your shoes.
Oh.
And secondly, you must believe that you are not yourself, but the Marquis of Carabas.
I've never heard of the Marquis of Carabas.
Now, come on, your shirt.
Very well, then I'll do as you say. I'm not Tom the Miller's son, but Lord Thomas.
The Marquis of Carabas.
That's it, exactly. Now, into the water with you. It's your river.
Is it? Oh, all right, then.
Oh, it's cold.
Puss, where are you?
Just hiding.
Now then, are you ready, your lordship?
I'm ready, but hurry. It's freezing in here.
Trust me.
Implicitly.
Then here we go. Help! Help! Somebody please help! My master, the monsters of Paradise, is drowning!
Quick, the rope! Throw him the rope! Have you got it?
Yes, thank you.
Right, pull everybody!
Yes!
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I've got a royal headache. Boys, nip off and get the disprin.
Wait.
One moment, just a sec. Yon lad looks not amused.
Sire.
You're leaving puddles on the deck. You should ask to be excused.
Your royal majesty.
Good heavens. First a lad stands there, his pants all wet and soggy. And now a new voice rends the air. By Jove. A talking moggy.
Your Majesty, if you'll permit a cat to talk in rhyme, my master here was drowning, and you saved him just in time. You see, dear King, my master Tom was bathing in the river. Thieves stole his clothes. Now 'tis no joke to see my master shiver.
Of what you said, the gist I get. Devoid of jokers and larkers, but you haven't introduced me yet. Who is the lad that starketh?
He's the owner of this river and the fields beyond the ford. There stands the Marquis of Carabas, His Excellency, my lord.
Your Majesty?
All his clothes were stolen or poached. If I'd seen the thieves, I'd have shot them. Ooh. Off to the warmth of the royal coach and rest your noble bottom.
Thank you, sire.
This way, my lord.
Now let's get on with the royal hunt before I get moody and sulk. I'm not a man who's inclined to be blunt, but...
Hello?
Good grief, the incredible Hulk.
What a straight man.
Ah, oh, there you are. Oh, your Majesty. Cannot you feel a clash of our emotions as you gaze across the crowded riverbank and your eyes meet mine? Eh? It's love, I tell you. Love at first sight, come here.
Gear up.
Oh, your Majesty, come with me.
No, no.
Come, let us run away together like romantic lovers we are. Let us sail away into the sunset to some sylvan sea and seek satisfaction side by side. Sorry, let me wipe your ear off.
Well, what do you say?
I like you very much.
No! Now listen, everybody, be silent for your king. You may be poor and shoddy while the giant has his fling, but now the time is ripe, I feel, to tell you of my plan. Don't think your king a low-down heel.
Of course not, you're Superman.
I'm trying to make a proclamation.
The proclamation! The proclamation!
Tonight's the night. My invitation goes out to one and all, to all my subjects, whatever their station. Please come to a royal ball.
Now, there's an original idea. Well, excuse me, Your Highness. I must go and get ready for tonight. I need time to make myself look presentable.
You need plastic surgery for me.
Come
along, everyone. Let's get on with the royal hunt. I'm determined to catch something this afternoon.
Won't I do?
Tully ho!
Oh, he's only playing hard to get.
There you are.
I'm so cheerful about tonight, I feel like singing. Hey, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. I'll teach you a little song. Well, every pantomime has to have a song sheet, doesn't it? That's what we'll have now, the song sheet. So I want everybody, including all the listeners at home, all I want you to do is look towards the ceiling, and you'll see the words coming down. Can we have the words, please? Guess what? They'll be coming down any second now. Hello? Have you got anything coming down yet?
Nicholas,
How dare you? Flipping cheek. I don't understand this. Hello? Who's that?
Head of BBC Kent.
I bet you have a lot of spare time.
What? Head of BBC Kent, woman. Oh. What's all this nonsense about ceilings?
Well, the words always come down from a ceiling in a pantomime, and I was told I could have them.
Of course you can have them, you stupid woman, but this is radio, do you hear? Radio!
So?
So you'll find the words in the Radio Times. Where else? Look them up, you stupid moron. Look them up!
Such a friendly soul. I must admit, he's very clever, though. I never thought of that. Now, I want everybody to open their copy of the Radio Times. Come on. Everybody turn to the Christmas Day page. Ah, here we are. Page 42. Here it is. Here's a little worm. Is that all there is? What's happened to the rest of it? Where's it all gone? Oh, dear. I was looking forward to a nice sing-song, and now we haven't got one. Well, I suppose we could, but it would be a very short one, wouldn't it? Why not? Let's have a go at the first line. See how well you get on with that. And if you're very good, I'll see if I can get hold of the rest of the words later. I'll sing it first. See if you can pick it up. Can I have some music, please? Here's a little worm. Did you get that? Did you? I know it's difficult. Come on, try it all together.
Here's a little worm.
Can't hear you at home. Again.
Here's a little worm.
Louder.
Here's a little worm.
Louder.
Here's a little worm.
What's all this?
Oh, here's another little worm.
Oh, no. Little reprobate.
You can tell he's been to charm school.
Get out of my way, I'm in a hurry. I've got a long pastry to make my master's pie this evening, just in case. So I want every sack of flour from your mill.
If it's the sack you want, you can have it, with pleasure.
Get lost, fishface.
Don't worry, I'm going.
Where do you want to, anyway?
Well, if you must know, I have a royal appointment for some royal nosh at the royal palace. So royal be seeing you.
Well, if my master turns up tonight and doesn't get his gold, there ain't gonna be no palace.
There ain't gonna be no palace. Where were you dragged up?
There's only one of us dragged up, lady, and it ain't me.
Subtle stuff now. Listen, did anybody ever tell you you had a Roman nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Roman all over your face.
Woman, stay out of my life.
Chance would be a fine thing.
I'll have you know I was married once, and once was quite enough for me. Never again.
You were married? What went wrong?
Well, I'll tell you someday when there's time.
Oh, we've got time now. Go on, tell us. I could do with a good laugh.
Laughter, that's precisely what the trouble was all about. Oh, listen to my tale of woe. One night, alive in the bed, the same night as I was newly wed, my wife turned to me and said, I'll tell you what I'd like instead. Oh, give us a little bit to whoops a daisy. Give us a bit, it makes me feel so grand. I've had it upon the floor, I've had it behind the door, I've had it at Morton Beach upon the sand. Oh, give us a little bit of whoops a daisy. You know how much it makes me love. How I love it upon the bed, in and out of the bathroom, and out the water in the mud. All together now.
Give us a little bit of whoops a daisy. Give us a little bit of whoops a daisy.
in the blue court.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Welcome to the Royal Ball. Pray silent to be upstanding, for our deep and respected and well-loved Mary Monarch. His Royal Majesty, King Tickle of Abbeyland, with his gracious and beautiful daughter, the Princess Rose Petal.
I say, come here.
Yes, sir.
Did you get any of my favorite jam tarts?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
What flavor?
Raspberry. Sir?
Carry on.
Yes, sir. Your Royal Majesty, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, his lordship, the Marquess of Carabas, and his valet, Pussy Boots.
Your Majesty and Highness, may I present to you his lordship Tom, the Marquess, a subject loyal and true.
Your Majesty, or Princess...
Tom.
My friends, to make sure that these two get along, we'll all pop out for a few. I expect they'll sing some soppy song. It's a customary thing to do. Prime Minister, take their orders.
Yes, sir. Right, that's 13 brown ales. Yes. Okay.
Oh, Princess, I can't believe that this is happening to me. I don't deserve such happiness.
Tom, dear Tom, when you hold me in your arms like this, I know in my heart that even greater happiness lies ahead for both of us.
All your tenderness, all your warm caress, all this happiness, may your dreams come true.
I'm so happy. You were right about your promise. I can't ever thank you enough for what you've done for me.
Master Tom, we must leave.
What?
Leave?
Leave now?
Yes, there is great danger.
Oh, nonsense, Puss. You're imagining things.
Believe me, Master Tom. We animals can sense danger.
Too late, Pussycat. You've enjoyed yourself with time to dance and stuff. Well, now I'd like to eat myself. Come in, your time is up.
Whoever kills the giant can have all my land and riches. But if I stay a minute longer, I'll do something in my britches.
Morning, while hanging at my washing.
Oh, hello, boys and girls. I say, that must have been a hell of a party last night. By the time I got there, even the building had gone. Oh, well, I think I'll have a quiet day today at home.
Wait a minute. What's going on? What's all the panic?
The giants attacked the palace last night.
And now he's after our blood.
Listen, everybody. Pay attention, please. I have some news for you.
Oh, get Angela Rippon.
Puss in Boots has a plan which may save us from the giant.
Hooray!
In 1 hour's time, we must all meet her at the giant's castle.
The giant's castle!
Oh, please, please don't be afraid. I know everything will be all right. It will be if we trust Puss in Boots. But first, we must arm ourselves as best we can. Are you with me, men?
No, we're with the Abbey National.
Then follow me.
You know, I've got a feeling that wasn't quite right, sir.
Hey, man, anybody there?
Oh, it's the king. Tittle's turned up. I'd like to teach him a lesson after being so rude to me yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a marvelous idea. Let's all play a joke on him, shall we? Will you help me, boys and girls?
Yes.
Yes, we will. Oh. Did you see who was working me? Yeah. You don't sound very keen. Will you help me?
Yes.
That's better. Now, you remember how the king likes raspberry tart? Well, I'm going to find some way of making him say raspberry, and when he says it, I want you all to as loud as you can. Now, let's have a quick practice before he gets here. Remember the magic word? Raspberry. Raspberry tart! All right, just wipe the back of your neck, love. It'll be all right. Okay, kids, that was marvellous. Here he comes now.
Hello?
Over here.
Oh, there you are. Thank heavens I'm safe. I've had the most dreadful time hiding from that giant. All night long. Oh, I'm so tired and hungry.
Hungry, are you?
Yes.
Well, the boys and girls have got something for you.
Have they really? How nice. What is it?
Oh, it's a lovely surprise, but they won't give it to you unless we kiss and make up.
Over my dead body.
That can be arranged. I'll tell you what, let's pretend.
How do you mean?
Let's pretend I'm as sweet as golden honey. Let's pretend. Let's be friends. Let's pretend.
My demeanor's bright and sunny. Let's pretend.
Let's be friends. We'll surely go together as a whiskey does with malt. What if you are rough black pepper? That makes you a rough old salt. Let's pretend we're in love by hailing a butter. Let's pretend. Let's be friends. Let's pretend we're as close as bread and butter. Let's pretend. Let's be friends. You can be our sweet dessert, and I'll be any kind of sauce. I'll be pies and flams and puddings. Which leaves you?
A tart, of course.
Oh, yes. Raspberry.
Nice one, kids.
Let's be friends. Caught him rooting his throat. Watch it, be careful, watch it. I should get my master to turn you all into human beings. Who's there?
May I come in?
Here.
Good morning, my man. I'd like a few words with the giant.
Push off before he gets back or he'll tread on you.
I'm not afraid of any old giant. I don't care how big he is.
He is a magic giant.
How do you mean?
My master's magic is so powerful. He can transform himself into any animal he chooses. Now, what do you think?
Not very much.
Not very much?
No, and what's more, if he were here now, I'd tell him so to his face.
Now's your chance, pussycat. My master's here.
Alan! Alan! Where are you?
Oh, dear, he is in a bad temper.
Alan, come outside where I can see you.
I can't. Your foot's blocking the doorway. Just move your toes a bit. Thank you. I've got a visitor, master.
Visitor?
Master, she's casting doubts on your transformation powers.
Is she indeed? Let's see if we can convince her, shall we? Stand by for a bit of magic. Hocus, humility. Wake up, fierce lion.
Impressive. But it would be even more wonderful if such a huge giant could turn himself into a
tiny animal. How about a mouse? Or is that too difficult?
Too difficult? Nothing is too difficult for me. Focus, focus, Phoebe. Make a little mouse of me.
Oh, he's done it. He's disappeared. My very task in this big house is always aim to please. So as my master's now a mouse, I'll nip off and get some cheese. Back in a minute.
Right into my trap. No, where are you, my brave little fellow? Ah, now I see him. Meow! Got you! The Baron's coming back. I'd better hide behind the door.
Master, where are you? I've got some of your favorite cheese for you, Master.
This is it. This is the place. Baron Skimpion. Where's Puss in Boots?
Aha! So, how very nice of you to walk right into the spider's lair. You've walked right into his trap.
If you opened your mouth, Nutswager, we could all walk into yours.
Come on. Have you a little joke? I don't mind, because now the joke's on you. You're just in time for dinner. In fact, you're just in time to be the dinner. Yes, my master's going to eat you. He'll gobble you all up.
This is beginning to sound like a chess clinic.
Master, dinner is served.
Where is he?
He's here.
Puss in Boots.
Baron Skinflint, your master's reign of terror is over. The giant is dead.
The giant is dead?
There you are. One very dead mouse.
Oh, you've done it. You've killed my master. Oh, she's killed him. She's gone and killed my master.
The giant is dead. Three cheers for Puss in Boots. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Your royal majesties, my lords, ladies, and gentlemen.
It's my job.
Quiet!
Oh!
To celebrate the occasion, you are all invited here tonight to a magnificent banquet as guests of his lordship, the Marquis of Carabas.
Why, Tom, do you mean to say that this castle belongs to you?
It certainly does. Together with all of the giant's riches, Master Tom.
Wow, did you hear that, Mother?
Mother? Mother?
Do you mean to tell me that... That's right, your son Tom and Tom the Marquis are one and the same.
Well, I never. In true pantomime tradition, I never guessed.
Okay.
You know what that means, don't you?
What?
I'm richer than you are now.
Marry me.
Or you never ask.
Pray give me your attention, dear subjects, loyal and true.
Not another proclamation. Is that all you've got to do?
Thanks to Puss in Boots' magic, our nightmare life is over. To show my gratitude to Tom, he can have my daughter's hand.
Oh, thank you.
That didn't rhyme.
Well, I can't do it every time, can I?
Of course you can. Come on, give us a rhyme.
But I've finished.
Come on, give us a royal rhyme or I'll dash you.
Really, what a
tone. Good heavens, it can't be.
It is.
It's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, you're a bit late, aren't you? Christmas Eve is gone.
Aye, now, this is a special delivery. Here you are, madam.
What's in the parcel?
A big board with a little worm on it.
Have you been at the brandy snaps again?
I wonder what it can be. Oh, it's my song sheet. It's the rest of the words. Hello?
Head of BBC Jokes, sir. Get on with a stupid song, because we're overrunning. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Yes?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Merry Christmas.
He is human after all. Beneath that gruff exterior, there beats a wallet of pure gold. Right. Now, here's a little song that I ordered, Playmates. Especially for all the little boys and girls. And we'll try together, shall we? Let's go. Here's a little worm, but oh dear me.
He's yet, which I just can't see.
Now, we'll try it all together for the last time. We'll have all the orchestra, we'll have all the principals here up around the microphone, and we'll sing it for the last time. Ready? Away we go!
Left to say before we bid goodbye. For as our fairy story ends on the happiest of terms, we'd like you all to tell your friends.
At the BBC, you'll get worms.
You've been listening to Puss in Boots, a traditional pantomime for Christmas starring Arthur Askey as Dame Flora and Anita Harris as Puss in Boots. Tom was played by Billy Boyle, Princess Rose Petal, Judy Dawn Cole, King Tickle, Kenneth Connor, Baron Skinflint, Alfred Marks, the Giant, Ian Wallace, Carl Choir, Bob Todd, the head of BBC Jokes, Fred Harris, and the fairy, Liza Flanagan, with the Charles Young singers and the orchestra under the direction of Graham Ripley. Puss in Boots was written by Chris Emmett, with music by Graham Ripley, and produced by Martin Fisher.
That was a lot of fun. Haven't been to a good old pantomime for ages. You see, you get everything here on Radio 2. Now, because...